Morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Man, isn't it good to be in God's house this morning? I tell you, it's dry in here, isn't it? It may be wet and everything and folks having trouble all over Texas, but here in Cossey and Bremond area, we are highly blessed and favored by God. You know, how many of y'all would love to be used? I'm talking about used, to where that you're used either by able to help with the flood victims or just to be used by God. This morning we're going to be talking about being used by God. We say that, you know, a lot of times that we want to be used, but to serve God, but we don't turn our lives over to Him where He can use us. We have to lose control of what we have control over to be used by God. It's, you know, one of the things is because we really don't trust God enough to let Him lead us where He wants us to go. In order to be used by God, we have to surrender or yield our lives over to Him. You know, when you see a yield sign on the road as you're driving, what does that mean to you when you see a yield sign? Not in Houston. Not in Dallas. I'm talking about here, when you see a yield sign, what does it mean? It means to yield. It means to let the other person have the right of way, doesn't it? It doesn't mean you kind of look and you go, well, you know, they're not quite there. Yep. And you're gone. It means that by law, you're supposed to give them the right of way, give them the road. All God wants us to do, y'all, is to give Him the right of way in our life. He wants us to turn it over to Him. You know, to give the other guy the right of way. You know, we have to submit and let that person go in order to do what it's called for, to be in, you know, to give the, to yield to them. We have to give them the right of way. You know, when you look, when you go for and work for a rancher, a local rancher, he likes things done his own way. It may not be the fastest way that you know how to do it. It may not be the only way to do it, but he has certain ideas the way he wants things done. And he has control over his ranch. So if you're going to work for him, you have to do things according to his plan. He has a plan. He had it all laid out, what he likes to do. He knows his own pens. He knows how they operate. He knows where he wants to push the cattle from, and he wants to handle them a certain way. If you really want to get paid for working for that man, you've got to do it the way he wants it done. If you really want the blessing that is going to happen for working for that man, you've got to do it the way that he wants it done. That's what God wants, all God wants from us, isn't it? That's all he wants. He wants us to do it his way. You might think there's 10 million other ways to do it. But really, God says there's only really one way, and that's the way I want to do it. That's the way I want to work in your life as he leads us. If you'll look in Luke chapter 10, starting in verse 25, it talks about Jesus talking to religious leaders. It says there in verse 25, it says, "One day an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus by asking him this question, 'Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?' Jesus replied, 'What does the law of Moses say? How do you read it?' The man answered, 'Just love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.' 'Right,' Jesus told him, 'do this and you will live.'" You know, if you love God in this way, it makes it easy to follow his direction, doesn't it? Because you're totally sold out to him. to what He wants in your life, the direction that He wants to go with your life. Mary, the mother of Jesus, it talks about in Luke 1, 34 through 38. It talks about, here is Mary. She is a young girl, a young woman. She's engaged to Joseph. They're getting ready to get married. And something happens. God sends an angel down to speak to her and tells her that she is going to have a baby. And the Father is going to be God. The Holy Spirit is going to impregnate her. And this is Mary's response in Luke 1, 34 through 38. Let's just look at it. Mary asked the angels, "But how can this happen? I'm a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." Now listen to this in verse 38. This is what Mary said back to the angel. "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. Is that trust? Is that yielding? Is that submitting a life no matter the consequences? She knew what the consequences was going to be. I'm going to be called unfaithful. I'm going to be said that I've sinned. But she trusted God in His wisdom and His plan for her life. She surrendered herself to God and for His will. Man, y'all, that's what it's about. That's what is so important about serving God. Jesus Himself submitted Himself to His Father all during His ministry while He was on the earth. You know, even when He went to the cross, He gave up His life because it was God's plan for Him. He said, "If there's any other way, Father, that this could pass from me, I'd like to do it," basically, is what He was saying. But He said, "Not my will, but yours." Now, that is submission. That is surrender. That is yielding Himself to His Father's will. You know, when we live our lives in this way, the way Jesus did, even the most difficult circumstances that we go through, whether it's flooding, losing our vehicles, losing our homes, it doesn't matter, because it's all part of God's plan for your life. It says that He says that when He does things, He does it for our good. Now, you might be looking at me and thinking, "Now, how can a flooded house be for my good? How can a flooded car be for my good? I'm not God, but I do believe and trust in Him." Amen? That He has something better. He's going to work it out so it's better for me if I'm following His plan and I'm living my life under His will. He, in turn, will show us all that He can do when we yield ourselves over to Him. You know, you're never really going to be free till you learn to surrender your life, all of your life, over to Christ. If you want to be used by God, and you want to be used in a mighty way, you've got to surrender your thoughts, your plans that you have for your life, your dreams, all the things that you think you want to do or going to do. That new barn you're going to build. That new house you're looking at. If you turn all these things over to God and surrender them over to Him, let Him have the reins of your life. Let Him take control. You'll be amazed how God will use you to His glory. I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, I just really don't know what to do for God. I really don't have any special talent that I can do for God, that I can use for the cause of Christ. The truth is, it's not what you can do for the Lord. It's what the Lord can do through you when you surrender yourself to Him. Then and only then will you see God move. You see God do amazing things in your life to where that the life that you live is a life worth living. A life worth living. How many of you would really, truly like to serve the Lord like He would like to be served? I know I would. I fall down all the time. I'm the worst offender. But I keep turning it back over to Him because I worry a lot of times about things. I look at it and I go, man, Lord, I can't do anything about that. But I want to try. It's in my nature to do it. I want to get up and I want to give it my best shot. I want to try. But it half the time when I do that, almost all the time, it doesn't work out good. Because I didn't do it according to His plan. If I stop and pray and say, man, Lord, how can I handle this? What do You want me to do? Where do I take my next step? What do You want me to do? Where do You want me to go? Praise God, He always does it. He always leads me. If you don't get anything out of this message this morning, if you remember anything about it, remember this. I've said it, but I want you to remember it. It's important. It's not what you can do that's important for God. I know everybody's got a talent. Everybody can do something. And some would say, well, I really don't have a good talent that God could use. Well, are you willing to surrender whatever you have to God this morning? That's the question. He's asking you, are you willing just to surrender yourself? Empty yourself. Just you. Not what you can do for me. That's not what's important. Are you willing to step forward and serve me? That's the important thing. Then I'll use you. If you're here this morning and you've never received Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You don't know what I'm talking about serving God. You're still serving yourself. It is so easy, y'all. I pray that no one leaves this building without getting this right. It's believing that Jesus Christ, He loved you so much, despite your sin, that He died on the cross for your sin, as payment for your sin. He shed His blood on the cross for you and washed away the sins. Amen? So that you could receive eternal life if you believe. All it takes is faith. All it takes is faith in believing that He did and you can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Man, don't leave without getting that right this morning if you've never done it. Maybe you're here this morning and you've gone down some trail that sin is taking you, and you're saying, I don't know how to find my way back. I'm so far down that old rabbit hole that it's dark where I'm at. Then turn around. Repent. It says, confess your sin. All repent means is to turn around and go the opposite direction. If you're going down, then look up and come toward Christ. Ask for forgiveness. All Jesus wants is for us to love each other and to serve Him unconditionally in both areas. Did y'all hear it? All He wants us to do is to love each other unconditionally and to serve Him. It is such a blessing and it's such an honor to serve Christ. Amen? It is such a blessing. I can't tell you what my life has been like from where I came to where I am now. And it's all because Christ. Sorry, I'm emotional this morning for some reason. But I just wish that you could hear what has been going on in my life. If I could tell you what's been going on, how the Holy Spirit, I feel like I've been in spiritual warfare for a long time. Because I know that God is doing something. God is moving. The devil never screams and kicks when you're doing his will. He only starts screaming and kicking and causing problems when things are going right, when you're serving Christ and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So if things are going wrong in your life, you must be serving the Lord. At least I pray that's what's going on. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, I fumbled through this message this morning. I fumbled through it. I've made mistakes. I've said things, probably, Lord, that I shouldn't have probably said. I ask you to forgive me. But I pray, Father, that your message came through in spite of me. For some reason this morning, Lord, I could just feel the battle raging all around me. Ever since even when I laid my head down last night, Lord, you know what was going on in my heart. I could feel it. So I know, Father, that you're going to bless this day. I ask for protection for everyone here, Father. For those that don't know Christ, Lord, I pray that they would believe and they would accept you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, if there's someone here this morning that has gone down that trail that leads to destruction, Lord, but they are yours, and sin has just caused that gap between you and them, I just pray that they'd repent this morning and come back to you, because you haven't moved, Lord. You're still in the same place. It's we that go away from you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for this day. Lord, we also want to pray for the meal that we're about to receive, Lord, that Father, you had blessed it to the nurse for our bodies so we can better serve you. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, amen. I want to welcome you to Common Ground Cowboy Church this morning. If you're looking for a church home, a home to where that you can feel, be a part of a family, to be a part of a group of folks, a body that loves each other and tries to take care of each other in every way, try Common Ground for a change. No matter where you go this week, I pray that whatever trail you go down, that God would bless you and protect you and bring you back next Sunday. God bless you.